this is not being heard on day Thursday.
Oh, I see.
This is for tomorrow night.
You're talking to me tomorrow night.
That's right. To Roy Silver. Roy, this is Cliff Evans. This is an exclusive interview with Dan Topping, and we're talking Friday night. Going in five. Dan Topping, earlier this week, you announced that Casey Stengel would no longer be with the New York Yankees, and immediately you became a national villain. Now, do you regret this action?
Well, naturally, if I regret it, it was a decision we had to make. Knew we were going to have to make, and we made it. In this business, sometimes you can't let your feelings guide your judgment. I think that Casey was a wonderful man for the Yankees, and I'm glad it's all over with. And from now on, the past has been wonderful. But I want to look to the future.
Dan Topping, as a baseball fan, I'm sure you do what we all do. You watch a game and you second-guess the manager. Now, as president of the New York Yankees, do you express your disapproval direct to the manager? Do you tell a manager how to run the team? Do you tell a manager how to run the game? Do you tell a manager how to run his players? Do you decide on the trades and so on? Just how much do you inject your own operation into the operation of the whole team where the manager is concerned?
Well, let me put it this way. Number one, I've been in sports for a number of years, both baseball and football, and I've never, ever gone to a football coach or a baseball manager in all my years and ever talked to him in the dressing room about his ball players or second-guessed him. And I think any of them that have worked for me could verify that. The only time I believe that the front office, president, general manager, should get together with the manager of a ball club is in the front office or in an office where you're discussing policy, trades, movements with your minor league farm clubs, and that's where it stops. From there on in, the manager's to blame, and I've always thought that if he doesn't do the job, then you have to get yourself another manager.
Dan Topping, when Earl Red Blake resigned as football coach at West Point, he said, and I quote, "It is unthinkable to overstay a career." Now, would you say that applies to Casey Stengel's career with the New York Yankees?
No, sir, I wouldn't quite say that. I think that Casey proved himself by finishing this year in a blaze of glory. It's just too bad he didn't win that seventh game, which a couple of bad hops might have been the difference. But I think a time comes that one must think for the benefit of the organization, even though it may hurt you, and you may get a lot of bad publicity, and the fans may be mad at you, but I'm sure that in the long run, the fans are only interested in what I am. That is the future of the New York Yankees, and keep the ball club out there that's going to be a representative winning ball club. And I might add that there have been sad moments since we've had the Yankees. There's one fellow I'll never forget that I think was one of your great all-time athletes, was a guy named Joe DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know when he went out that Joe came in, shook my hand, thanked me. And since then, we've been great personal friends. We've never gone into baseball. He's on the outside. He comes up and sees ball games as a friend. And he's as happy today, I think, as he was when he was playing ball, even though I know the day he walked in the office to make the decision was the toughest one he ever had to make.
Dan Topping, there's a charge being made now that you and Del Webb did not agree on Casey Stengel's departing from the Yankees. Would you tell us about that?
That is not true. Cliff, Del, and I have never had any arguments or any indifferences regards to the policy of the running of the Yankees. After all, Del is 50-50 partner with me, but he runs a construction business of his own on the West Coast, and for the last 12 years has let me run the ball club, and he's been a wonderful partner, and he knows every move we're going to make of any major importance. Naturally, we wouldn't make one without talking to him, and he was in full approval, and I know that he might even know Ralph Houck better than I do. Ralph, after all, managed at Denver for 3 years while Dell had a big building project there, and I know he saw Ralph manage more ball games than I have.
That should end all those rumors. The Word coming officially from the president and co-owner of the New York Yankees, Dan Topping. Dan, thank you very much. This is Cliff Evans reporting. Now back to Monitor at Radio Central. Dan Topping, you've been in sports for many years. Who is the most exciting athlete you ever saw in any sport?
Well, Cliff, that's a pretty tough question to answer. There have been so many. But I think I'd have to go with our old Yankee, Joe DiMaggio. After all, he did everything well. He made plays look so easy that I don't think the average fan realized what he was doing at the time. But since he's left baseball, catches that were normal for him are circus catches today.
Dan, you're the president and co-owner of the New York Yankees. Is there any direct relationship between the owner of a ball team and his players?
Well, Cliff, actually there is, but it's out of season. The owners usually don't come in contact with the ball players at all during the season. I don't think it's wise for them to do so. I think that during that time of the year, it's up to your field manager to handle the club.
Dan Topping, you made the headlines a few weeks ago when the Yankees did not renew Casey Stengel's contract as manager. More headlines when you named Ralph Houk as Stengel's successor. More headlines when George Weiss surrendered the responsibility as general manager. And more headlines when you named Roy Hamee to succeed George Weiss as the Yankee general manager. Now, as a result of all this, you've been in the headlines a great deal. You've been criticized a great deal. Has all this criticism raised any doubt in your mind that perhaps you shouldn't have moved as you did?
Well, Cliff, I think in this business that if you're going to allow criticism to bother you, you should not be in the business. After all, our one objective is to keep a ball club that's representative of the city of New York, as the Yankees always have been. And sometimes the moves that you have to make hurt, and but unfortunately, they have to be done. And we're just hoping and think and feel that next spring and for a few years, for the years to come, that our moves were the right ones.
Dan Topping, what is your feeling on expansion as far as the American League is concerned and the National League? Do you feel it's good for baseball? Is it healthy?
I think expansion is definitely good for baseball. I think there are a lot of ramifications to it, but I don't. There's no doubt in my mind that sometime in the near future that there'll be, instead of 16 clubs, probably another 8 clubs, however they may be divided. I can't say whether it'll be 3 leagues or 2 12-team leagues. But anyway, I know there's expansion. After all, populations have moved, and there are a lot of tremendous cities in this country that to date have not had Major League Baseball.
In other words, more and more baseball will be the national pastime. Thank you very much, Dan Topping, president of the New York Yankees. This is Cliff Evans reporting. And now here's an important word for you from Monroe.